This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah Project. My name is Maimon Elbaz, and I really appreciate all those who participate in this wonderful project for Kvod Shamayim. Big shout out to Chaim Lax and family for dedicating the series. It should be a tremendous zechus for Kamen Ben Chaim and Shein Lobas Mam Ofrimid, Aleihem HaShalom. I have been teaching Baruch Hashem Mishnayot for many decades, Kein Yerbu, and it's not just for kids. Don't be fooled. Mishnayot's for all ages, and this number 753 should be a zechut for my nephew, for Fua Shalema Aaron Ben Orly Sylvia Yerachim Hashem. Alav va'aleinu. The Mishnah today is in Seder Moed, Masechta Eruvin, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Which food items can or can't be used for an Eruv Tehumin or Shtufei Muvos? That is going to be the subject of today's class. And we started the series in memory of my Shver and my father. Should be a schus for them as well. Okay, so we know on Shabbos you're not allowed to leave the city limits too far. You could go out of the city up to 2,000 amos maximum, as you can see from the line over here. In some places there's a sign, Ad Kan Tehum Shabbos. Okay, so now the Mishnah wants to know. Let's say you want to make an Erev Tehumin, or you want to make Shtufei Muvos, if you share an alleyway with others, and you want to be able to carry in that alleyway. So says the Mishnah, what can or can't you use? Now, we're not talking about Erev Chatzeros, because Erev Chatzeros needs matzah or bread. Here we're talking about Erev Tehumin and Shtufei Muvos. Okay, so says the Mishnah, B'kol Ma'arvin U'mishtatvin, you want to make an Erev Tehumin, or you want to make a Shtufei Muvos. Let's say you share an alleyway with a bunch of B'nai HaChatzer, people who share courtyards into an alley. So you could use all types of food or drink, chutz min ha-mayim min ha-melach, but you cannot use for your Erev Tehumin or your Shtufei Muvos water or salt. Those are just not acceptable for the Erev Tehumin, nor for the Shtufei Muvos. So far, that is the statement of the Mishnah. And the reason why you can't use Mayim and Melach is because Lamaisa, it's not a food salt. It's really a flavor giver or a flavor extractor. And the Rav brings down also, you can't use mushrooms or truffles because they grow from fungi and not from the earth. So they're not considered a real food that nourishes you. They might be very tasty and delicious, but that's not going to help. Okay, very good. So now continues the Mishnah. And by the way, in my camp, if you want to go from Camp Aguda to Camp Enos in the summer, you have to rely on the Erev Tehumin. My good friend Svi Lieberman puts a can of peaches with a can opener in the forest right where the tchum is to enable 100 people to walk to the other camp. Okay, continues the Mishnah. V'akol nikach b'ketzef meiser. We're talking about now meiser sheni, money, that you want to transfer the kedusha of the fruits onto money and then buy food. So you want to go ahead into Yerushalayim and buy a piece of steak. Very good. Chutz min ha-mayim min ha-melach. So you cannot transfer the kedusha of the fruits onto salt or water. Can't buy water or salt with it, but you could buy other foods. Now says the Mishnah, Hanoder min ha-mazon mutar b'mayim u'b'melach. If someone swears, I don't want to eat any nourishing food today, so he would be allowed to have water or salt because that's not a nourishing food. Continues the Mishnah, Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin l'yishrael b'tshuma sumchus omer b'chulin. So let's say a person's a nazir, and the Nazir, I don't think we have any Nazirs today, not that I heard of, but there was one about 50 years ago in Israel. So if let's say you wanted to make an Erev Tehumin with wine,
So even though he's Asur b'wine, he could do it. Why? Because he could really be matter the Nadr of the Nazir by going to a Beis Din or a Chacham and say that he regrets being a Nazir. He misses drinking his wine for Kiddush and his Arba Kosos and his raisins and his grapes that he loves. And since he could be Shoyl on the Nazir, technically even on Shabbos, so it would be able to make an error of using it for Shtifa Mavos or for Erev Tchumen. Now, what about a Yisrael for Truma? Now, Yisrael can't eat Truma. And even if you would be Shoel on the Neder of the Hafreshes Truma, Lamaisa would still be Tevo, would still be Aser Tim. But Tanakama says it's okay, because Lamaisa it's Chazi for Kehanim, which really needs explanation, because this guy's not a Kohen. So I'm not so sure why Tanakama lets. Sumcha Samer Bechulin. Sumcha says, no. It has to be something that you could eat. And therefore, if you can't eat Truma, it's not a good era for you. Now, what about putting it in a cemetery? It says the Mishnah of a Kohen Bebeis HaPras, a Kohen could put it in a place which was a field that a grave was plowed over, so there might be a bone as long as he blows and makes sure that he's not stepping on a bone of Tumah. That's Metame, he could put it in there. Ibuda says he could even put it in a Beis HaKvaris, but the Chachamim argue because really a Beis HaKvaris is Asr Bahana. It's not something that you should use for your own benefit. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, Al-Maisa, a person can get carried even a Kohen can get carried into a cemetery if he's in a box. The Tumah's not going to penetrate the box. So he wanted to say they can even put the Erev Tchumen in a cemetery. So Al-Maisa, the Chachamim don't agree with that because they say a person's worried that his Erev might get stolen and it's not watched in an Erev Chatzay in a cemetery. And Abuda says that a person is not makpid that his Erev is going to get lost or stolen. Once he was kind of shvisa with it, he used its purpose. Okay, thank you very much. That was a fascinating Mishnah. Yashar Nekach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.